Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, last night your team did a lot of little things right. You outshot them, you won faceoffs, you got great defense and great goaltending from Aaron Dieters. But Lindenwood pulled out that 1-0 win. You guys came close there late in the game with the extra attacker and then the power play. Just too little too late, wasn't it?
You're right, Kelly. It was. There were a lot of positives in the game, and that's as coaches, that's what we try to do. We try to evaluate the performance and not the scoreboard. But it's frustrating. You know, I'm not going to lie. The girls were disappointed and just frustrated. It's been a bit of a tough go for us late. But you're going to have those throughout a season where like early in the season we were getting scoring from a lot of different people and. Now it's just been a real struggle. But again, the effort's there, the battle level's there. There's just a lot of positives. That's what we're trying to stress, just to stay the course, and hopefully good things will come.
You mentioned on the bus before we all got off that it was all about attitude. I know with the 4-game losing streak looming, it's hard to keep your chin up. But obviously, this Beaver squad over the years has been so resilient. How do you get your team to stay positive and stay focused?
Well, I think that's certainly the culture we've tried to create here. And again, I credit the players. They're the ones that do that. We can talk all we want, and I can post things on the board, but they're the ones that have to believe in it and basically live it. And I've been really impressed with them. They have. I think the attitude's good. I just said that, I just talked about in the game of hockey, there's a lot of things you can't control, but two things you can are your effort and your attitude. I thought if we get when we're all said and done, if we have an A-plus from everybody on this bus, then there's a pretty good chance we're going to have, the scoreboard is going to take care of itself. There's no guarantees, but again, if you do that on a continual basis, eventually good things are going to happen.
Well, your team definitely knows how to score. In the first 17 games of the season, you were averaging 2.76 goals per game. In the last four, only one. I know I talked to Emma Terrace about what this team needs to do, and she says we just need to score and to win. But what do you do to tell the girls to keep them from gripping their sticks too tight or letting it get in their head?
Well, again, that's the message, is just go and work hard. They're all good hockey players, and they've had success in the past. And sometimes you can put too much pressure on yourself. That's why we don't try to talk about winning. We talk about provide leadership, be a great teammate, work hard. If you do those things, then the scoreboard is going to take care of itself. And there's a lot of things I liked about last night. Again, watching the film, we certainly created a lot of good opportunities. And sometimes you just have to tip your hat to your opponent. And in this case, the goalie, she was very, very solid. But that doesn't take away from how we played and the chances that we did create. And, some nights those pucks are going to go in, and lately they haven't. But hopefully, again, we stay the course, keep working hard, stay positive, good things will happen.
I know Emma also talked about the leadership. Christine Grenier gave this team last night a nice pep talk. Talk about what Gren brings to this team.
Oh, just you said it, just tremendous leadership. She, along with Al Sikorski and Steph Anderson, have been great, great captains. But I credit all of our upperclassmen, not just those three, but all of our seniors, all of our juniors, all the young ladies that have been here for a number of years. They are the ones that are providing great leadership for everybody. But it's natural, it's human. Some are playing more than others, and when things start to go south, now the leadership really, really becomes important. And we talked about that at our morning meeting. It's we really need to have a good, strong leadership. We need to, we need to stay together as a team, because teammates pick each other up. And we talked about that. If there's somebody struggling, she has, 25 teammates are going to help pick her up. And again, we keep pressing that. That's the culture we want to create. Ultimately, good things are going to happen for this program.
You mentioned your seniors. A couple games ago, Rachel Kelly had reached the 100th game mark in her career. Last night, senior Kaylee Chapman also played in her 100th game. What does Kaylee bring to this team?
Oh, again, just one of the seniors, and both Rachel and Kaylee, they don't wear letters on their sweater as far as an A or C, but they're providing great leadership, And Kaylee's just she's hard to play against. She's physical. She keeps the game simple. But I just really like her battle level. She's she wouldn't be any fun to play against, and that's a real and I'm saying that in a positive way. She plays hard, and you know, if teams are going to want to go stand in front of the net or go after pucks in the corner with her, they're going to know it afterwards, all said and done.
I had a chance to take a look at your lines. I see you've got an extra skater. I know I saw Kristen Huber earlier being taped up. What is her status?
Well, we'll find out in warm-up. She did have a bit of a high ankle sprain. She feels like she's good to go, and Bree feels she's good to go, but we just want her to get her out there and get on the ice and do what she has to do. And again, if she's feeling any discomfort, I'd rather hold her out, and because next weekend's so much more important than in terms of what we're trying to do as a program this season. But, you know, she wants to play, and that's credit to her. So we'll see how warm-ups go and make that determination after.
You also made a couple of changes to a couple of your forward lines. I see Alex Otrowski with Hannah Moore and Christine Grenier, and Whitney Wyvoda is with Stephanie Anderson and Caitlin Tugas. Why'd you make those changes?
Just trying to, maybe shake things up a little bit. Certainly not, not displeased or unhappy with how anything's going. Just, you know, sometimes sometimes change can be good. So we're hoping, if you look, actually all every line's different. And again, we've been playing pretty much with the same lineup for quite a while, and this just gives everybody a different look and kind of a change. And so hopefully, like I said, that'll be good.
Goaltending was great last night. Aaron Dieters had a good game, but I would suspect Brittany Mowat's going to get the start tonight.
Yep, Britt's in goal tonight, but you're absolutely right. I thought Aaron really played well, and I told her today I thought she would look really, really sharp for not having played in the length of time. I thought she really, really would look sharp and gave us a great opportunity last night.
What's going to be the key to getting a win here today?
I don't think we have to change a whole lot in terms of our approach. Again, we need to be real aggressive around the net, try to create as much chaos. We did talk about maybe trying to have somebody off the far post. That used to be one of Coach Peter's, one of the 24 rules was always go to the far post. And we talked about that, just being aware of not trying to get right on top of her. So we have all three of our forwards where rebounds kick pass, but maybe have somebody off that far post, but let's not be afraid to get pucks to the net. I think that's going to be really important. And we just want to play hard, play fast, and try to make them play as much as we can in their zone.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you, Kelly.